Hi friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am covering subject of marketing management, dynamics of place in marketing. Another P of 4 P's of marketing, which is place. We'll understand this. We have set our learning objectives. That is, we need to understand what is this place in and connection with the distribution, different channels of distribution, the decisions involved in selecting your channels, and then finally understand how this to manage your different channels. So let's understand the basics in first place. What is the place of place in marketing mix? Place is defined as the product's proper distribution and ensuring its availability at a convenient location at the right time. So whenever customer wants, wherever customer wants, your product should be available. It is therefore imperative that consumer comes into the store to purchase a product. Your product should be readily available. If it is not, consumers will take the business to competition. Today now people have no perseverance to wait for it. Go back and come again when the product is available. So I came to buy, say, Dant Shakti, and if I don't get, I'll say, okay, give me Colgate, and I'll then walk away, unless I'm so stingy about a particular brand. So that's the criticality of place in the marketing. So we understand the importance of distribution in marketing. So after understanding the place, let's understand the distribution's importance in the marketing. Decision. What are the decisions that is linked with the distribution? Where a company sells a product and how it delivers the product to the market. So what needs to be decided is where will company sell the product and how will it deliver the product to the market and to the consumers. The goal is to get their product in front of the consumers from the place where they are likely to buy it more. So most locations are at the right time. So the right location your product should be available. Like you see that the mineral waters are available at far off picnic spots also. Certain store types, customers prefer certain store types. So you have to provide that as access to them. We see that sponsored events also your product is available, etc. So these are some products which are generally sold during the sponsored events and all. Tupperware used to do their promotion, so they wherever there is some events happening, you will find the stalls there. So that's how you reach your product to the right location at the right time among right people. Proximity to consumers is very important decision. The decision that you need to take, whether you will be closest to the consumers or you will offer it at the exclusive store. So exclusive stores are not necessarily closer to all the customers. So customers will have to come. Now if I have to go and buy Tanishq jewelry, I say Dadar, but I'll have to go to Chembur. That's the nearest place where I have a Tanishq exclusive showroom. Because Dadar overall, the cost of rents, the kind of people they stay, which is considered as a lower middle class hub out there. So they have opened a store where they feel that there is going to be traction with their kind of level of customers. Chembur is considered as a rich locality. So for me to buy Tanishq branded gold, I will have to go to Chembur, which is the nearest place. So proximity or exclusivity is a challenge. That's a decision that one need to take. So the importance of, let's understand the distribution, which is synonymous with what you call place. It reaches the goods where it has to be. Your product is available where it is supposed to be available. That's the first thing. Proximity to customers. So proximity or importance of the customer's choice of channel, both is mixed. Toothpaste and toothbrush and all has to be the most closest. They are available even at a Panwala store, while gold may not be available at the Panwala store, for which I don't mind going away. If I have to buy a car, again at Dadar I have to come. Closest is Parel or Worli, where the car company showrooms are there. So that's what easy introduction and communication. If you have a good network, new product introduction, communication, you see danglers, posters, etc. So communication with the target is better. Possibility of engagement. Now if you have a right distribution place, you can even engage with customers. You can demonstrate the product, you can allow them to sample the product, etc. Promotion success is assured, because then the channel will do their bit of additional things to promote your product provides exclusivity. If you want to provide an exclusivity, there is an exclusive area or exclusive counter is open and you service your customers. Develop exchange business. So nowadays, exchange is becoming more and more common. Many products are coming into that. So if you have a right distribution setup, then you are able to promote even the exchange business. Certified car by the same or original manufacturers is one example. Provides upsell, cross-sell business opportunities. So somebody who's been consuming this kind of thing, you upgrade him and convince him to buy a better product range, etc. Or a cross-sell. Yani. So those kind of opportunities are offered. That's an importance of distribution. One strategic aspect of distribution I want to highlight. This is a cost table. This is a financial table in front of you. We all know that revenue minus cost of goods sold is a gross margin. Minus selling, distribution and marketing cost gets you the net margin. Now friends, look at it. Cost of sale may not be completely in your hand. Cost of sales includes a lot of other factors as well, which may not be in your hand. So the gross margin derivative is a result of inventory, result of cost of manufacturing and a lot of things. After doing that, when you arrive at your gross margin, you have three costs contributing it to make it your net margin. Selling cost, marketing cost and distribution cost. Selling cost due to pressure of competition, the market conditions, need for promotions, etc. Both selling, marketing has to do high-end advertising, digital marketing, promotion marketing, a lot of things that the marketing has to do to even remain sustained in the market, reach and frequency challenge that they have. As a result, both selling and marketing probability of their reducing the expenditure is far less. So the only thing that remains left out is distribution. So distribution also plays a very strategic important role in giving you better net margin. So if you control or if you achieve efficiency, effectiveness in your distribution cost, that means your net margin possibility increases. So that's another strategic importance. Rest is process optimization, right location, right setup, etc. allows a lot of process maximization, process of order communication, process of order dispatch, process of deliveries, hub and spoke model, etc. Processes are also streamlined, etc. So process optimization is achieved if you really work out the right distribution or the right place of your distribution. Optimization of a transport, it really helps. Transportation cost is the biggest cost in any distribution. Now if you really create a very efficient distribution network, your cost of transportation to reach your final goods to the retail network or the customer is minimal. Locating distribution centers. Distribution centers are the hubs. So goods when leaves from a factory, it is not that directly it is reaches. It is not even that it reaches the agent or a wholesale agent that way. The companies will have to have certain distribution hubs themselves. From there it goes to the agent or a wholesaler or a sole selling agent as the case may be. So that's also one important aspect. Reducing the overall inventory, and if you have an efficient distribution channel and they all maintain the minimum level or that maximum level of inventory or that optimal level of inventory, then overall your inventory carrying cost in the channel, at the retail, etc. will go down. Improving the turnaround of the inventory. So better distribution network will ensure that the more and more customers are able to get the product when they want, from the place they want. And as a result, turnaround of the inventory at your retail stores and therefore at the agent level and all is faster, and as a result they make money out of storing less and selling more. Efficient distribution management, proper distribution, reverse distribution, etc. helps you to achieve the targeted distribution objective. Like there are players who say ke bhai, Amazon all declare that 48 hours delivery, etc. All that is possible because they have achieved that, the efficiency in their distribution management. Increasing customer service levels. So that's what they start now promoting. Amazon Prime membership, if you have, then the goods are delivered free within promised delivery days, etc. So that is because they are able to now, with the managed distribution well, they are able to even offer customer service very well. So that's the strategic importance of distribution in marketing. Now we come to understanding the channels available in marketing. Channels that takes place of place in the marketing. You have either a direct distribution and one end is a producer and direct end is a consumers. Online distribution is taking this particular role. Second is an indirect distribution. You have a producer and in between you have either wholesaler, retailer or a combination thereof which finally then the goods reaches to the consumers. In pharma, it may be a different terminology. I hear a terminology like super stockist, stockist, etc. So that depends on industry to industry. Dual distribution, you offer dual, both the above level of distribution has been offered in the market. Looking at advantage, pros and cons of it, and you decide to even start your online store. So then you are following indirect distribution, but now with the online store of your own, also you are trying to do a direct distribution. Reverse distribution, that's an emerging concept in today's era. Now say for example, even in India, I understand to a PET bottle manufacturers, government has given a timeline that either you create a reverse distribution, incentivize the consumers that if he returns the PET bottle, you will give him a rebate and that PET bottle collected will come back to your factory, you will recycle it, or you move out usage of PET bottle, replace it with any other this thing which is again not environmentally degrading product. So many manufacturers who think that the reverse distribution may be a challenge are opting for the glass bottles now, or those who think that they can create this reverse distribution by offering incentive are looking at possibility of doing so. So here the customers are incentivized to put the recyclable product back to you and you use them. So that's a reverse distribution. I want to understand, make you understand the importance why in the first place you should have a distributor. So now look at the number of transactions that one do, and you have a three manufacturer, you have at the end three users and there are three items, one item that is to go. So now manufacturer one, the buyer, for item number one, he supplies item number one to buyer one, buyer two, buyer three. Manufacturer two also making item one also supplies to buyer one, buyer two, buyer three. So same way, so there are nine transactions that is taking place. Now what if these manufacturers have an intermediary in between? So all items go to him and this intermediary sends the relevant item to the buyer. So the number of transactions got reduced. This is though a diagrammatic representation, but in reality also the distribution facilitates that number of transactions intra and inter transactions reduce substantially. So that's another strategic importance. Now who all are there in the channel? So let's understand them. Agent. Who is an agent? Agent is an independent entity. He is an independent entity. He, however, acts not as an owner but an extension of the producer. The difference here is he is not an owner. He doesn't get the ownership of the goods. He is just an intermediary in the chain. Okay, so his responsibility is to get the goods and supply to the others requisitioners in the market. Never actually gains the ownership, as I told you. Money from the commission and the fees paid for the services are his source of income. So volume he sells, exceeding volume he sells, fees that he receives from the party that he supplies, etc. are some of the forms of revenue for the agents. Next is wholesaler. Again, it's an independent entity, but here he actually purchases the goods in bulk. So there is a bulk pricing available to him. He himself is responsible to store it in a warehouse. Any damage to the goods is on the wholesaler. It's not on the manufacturer, because now the right of ownership is already passed on to the wholesaler. He is responsible to expand the market. He is responsible to sell the goods to the market. He is responsible to supply the goods to the market and make finally the profit. So that's the wholesaler. Their customers are usually another intermediary in the market. A wholesaler can directly supply to retailer, but generally that's not the case. He supplies to the other stockist or other intermediary in the market. Then they finally take the goods to the final retailer in the market. So here the ownership is one thing that we need to see vis-a-vis the agent. Agent, still the ownership is companies. In wholesaler, the ownership is not of companies. The goods is already purchased by the wholesaler. There are certain functional intermediaries that we ought to know, and quickly though, these are those functional, when you say they are transactional, intermediaries like contracting, promotion agencies, risk-taking agencies, etc. Logistics firm, so they receive, store, sort and distribute the goods, and so that's a logistics firm job. Facilitating functions like product needs, buying behavior, researching. So you use a market research agency, or you use financials for your product. So that's what is a. So these are all functional channel intermediaries. They facilitate your main channel as a support. So marketing channel decisions, and that one need to be really aware about. How do you go about taking your marketing channel decisions? So first is setting goals and directions for yourself. So you need to really set your distribution goals and the direction. A company needs to first analyze the customer and understand their needs, and discuss the channel objective, and to align with the above, what should be your channel objective. Customer needs is an exclusive place, they are fashion conscious, they are image seekers, etc. If that is the case, then your channel objective is to provide a exclusive service. So you probably do not offer your product in a general store, then you will create your either brand store or exclusive stores, etc. Work out distribution tasks and processes, like how that distribution task has to happen, within how many hours. So there are tasks for everything and a timeline, and how, what is the process that is followed. So you will notice the guy who comes to deliver you courier parcel from Amazon will not take your return goods. If there is a return goods, he will say, nahi ma'am, uske liye koi alag aayega. Because there is a different process that has been aligned to collect the return goods and handle it. Of course, some key questions also need to be answered, as to time within which to reach customers, time of delivery, the number per distributor that one has to solder, etc. So this is what the territory that each distribution will handle. So these are some of the additional other questions that one need to answer. So what are the factors that influence your channel strategy? So I have represented it grammatically out here. One side, you have factors affecting your channel choice. And the second side, the distribution intensity that you can have. That's also an influencing factor. Market factors could be one that drives your competitive market, means and your product is generalistic in nature, then you will have to even tap panwalas. Product factors, your product is such which requires a lot of attention while selling, exclusivity. So Dell does not have a Dell shop in every lanes and by lanes. There is a Dell shop in Bandra, the closest that I have at Dadar, either at Bandra or Chembur, because the product is such. Producers factors, so producer of say like rice mill, etc. Now he is very far off, therefore he has to have a channel accordingly set. Intensive distribution, you are resorting to a very intense distribution. Because the product nature is such, so that it has to be available at a nearest to the consumers. Selective distribution, you are taking only selected our nature of outlet to distribute, or exclusive distribution, you are opening your own exclusive stores. So that's the kind of a factor that influences your channel strategy related decisions. So we have studied earlier what is intensive, selective and exclusive distribution and its strategic importance in channel decision. Benefits of distribution channel. So one, how do you determine that channel is really essential in the marketing? They act as a specialist, because they know your product well, they've understood your product, they know the features, they know the various cost and price related relations, etc. They are the specialist. So they are the specialist closest to the customer. They offer quickest exchange time. So even if the customer doesn't like and wants to return the goods and change it to the other thing, they offer that is the quickest variety for the consumers. Consumer has a choice of variety available at the distribution channel. They can see every item and then choose. Small quantity, it is possible for a retailer to sell one piece, which is not possible for the wholesaler. So a customer also has a choice of buying only one piece. Sales creation, they facilitate sales creation. So whenever you walk into the shop, you would have noticed, they tell you, madam, ye bhi naya aaya hua hai, saab ye jara taste kar lo. They try to promote that, they create a sale for you, for your brand, for your product, etc. They offer payment options. Manufacturer does not. It's he who offers you. How can you pay? Sir, cash, sir, card, sir, Google Pay, sir, Paytm, sir, Bheem app hai aapke paas. They are taking that risk and offering you different payment options, which wholesaler or agent cannot. information. They provide you a lot of information. There are danglers available, leaflets available, demonstration, or say computer ke tab ke upar aapko film dikha diya. So this is how they are supposed to aid the information exchange with the prospects. As a result, he is able to decide. So that's the benefit of a distribution channel, brick and mortar, you can say, or even online. Online may not be able to give quick exchange and all, but that's the benefit of having a distribution channel. Possible, how do you go about selecting a specific channel versus the other channel? So you need to get into determining that what if you do this channel, what is the loss of revenue that you may account for? What kind of business will not come as a result? What is the loss that you may account for? You get this matched with the loss of communication control. So on a wholesaler, you have less control because wholesaler is the owner of the goods that he has acquired from you, while the agent is not. So agent will have to do everything that you tell him the way you tell him. Wholesaler may not. So your communication control is lost on wholesaler. So is that okay with you? Lost product importance. Now when you are dealing in such a relationships with the say wholesaler, he looks at the market always. So if your product starts losing importance, he will be the first one to shuck the responsibility of buying any goods from you or that product, even if you offer any discount, etc. While agents and all will still work out to liquidate the goods and all. So you see that, you know, there are various costs that is involved if you choose a particular nature of channel. You assess that while selecting your making a final channel selection decision.